The American commander of the effort to destroy Islamic State says the U.S. military will not use carpet bombing against terrorists in Iraq and Syria. Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland told journalists on Monday, "We're the United States of America, and we have a set of guiding principles. At the end of the day, it doesn't only matter whether or not you win. It matters how you win." McFarland dismissed carpet bombing, saying innocent women, children, and men could be killed. "That is inconsistent with our values," he said about carpet bombing. McFarland said he plans on taking the moral high ground, meaning he would do what is right to protect others. Carpet bombing drops large numbers of bombs in one area to cause the greatest amount of devastation, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. U.S. military officials said the campaign to bomb Islamic State areas in Syria and Iraq has been very careful. They called it the most precise in the history of warfare. Critics have accused the United States of carpet bombing during 20th century warfare. American bombing during World War II and Vietnam were carpet bombings, critics said. U.S. military officials defended the bombings as aimed at military and industrial sites. I'm Katie Weaver.